Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is B'Metzia Daf Chav Gimel. B'Metzia Chav Gimel. We have a little bit to catch up, so we're on Chav Beis. On Beis, we didn't even quite get to the two dots in the middle of the page. We wrapped up, I think, with the Psak of Yal Kagam. We had the Machlekes Abaye and Rava, whether or not Yish Shleim Adas, when one was not yet Miyayish, because he doesn't know about it. But the moment he finds out he's going to be Miyayish, so do we say, since he's going to be Miyayish, Hechech Seifai Al Tchilasa, what's going to be in the end, proves what really was the whole time. We don't see it yet, but it proves that's what was the whole time, and therefore the person who picked it up is able to keep the item, even though he picked it up prior to Yish, because it's Yish Lamedas. The guy doesn't realize it, but it really is Miyayish, and therefore he can keep it. That's Rav Shita, and Abaye holds Yish Lamedas Levi Yish. Yish Lamedas is not Yish, and therefore you cannot keep it. So the Gemara brought a dozen rayas back and forth, whether most of the rayas were directly related to Yish Lamedas or not. The last couple of rayas actually segued into just general Haycheach Seifal Chlasai. We discussed Tumah, we discussed Truma. Ultimately, we brought a raya that the halacha is that Yish Lamedas is not a Yish. Yish Lamedas is not a Yish. We brought it based on a kumas like a drasha for the psukim of Ashtev Menu, and we made a comparison when something is no Chiyav Hashava, it makes no difference whether there's a Simon or not. There's no Chiyav Hashava. And the flip side, if there is a Chiyav Hashava, then until you have Yish, we're going to say there's a Chiyav Hashava. And we pass like Abaye, and we said, Enachrami, the Lach is like Abaye, B'yal Kagam. The Lach is like Abaye, in these six places, we actually didn't go through what they are. I'll go through them quickly. Yal Kagam, the Yud is Yish Lamedas. The Ayin is eight Zaymim. There's the Machlek is Abaye of Rebbe. When you have eight Zaymim, could they go out? Once you have eight zaymim, could they go out and testify? Well, I shouldn't say go out and testify. Do they become pasul only once they become huzam? What about testimony they said in between that false testimony that they were huzam on and now? So they said testimony on January 1st, which on June 1st ended up being proven that they were eight zaymim, because how could you have said that testimony? You were with us somewhere else. In between January and June, they said five other testimonies. Do they all become possible because it's technically after they had said that lie, or they only become possible now from June 1st, from when they became Muslim? That's Machlokes Abaye of Rava. Furthermore, Lechem Eilav. Lechem Eilav is when you have a lechi standing by itself, a side post standing by itself. Is that enough to be a good marker for being allowed to carry by the Mavoi? Kedushin Shem Sulbiya, a Kedushin which will never be allowed to get to Bia. We had this section out long ago, Kedushin, and after Aleph. In a case where someone affects the Kedushin, but he won't be able to have Bia because there's some sort of suffix, some sort of issue, that he may be Iver Nisser, and therefore will never allow Bia, is that a good Kedushin? Or by definition, if it's not Shaykh Bia, not a good Kedushin? Gile Daita Begita. We had that even more recently. Gile Daita, actually, no, we didn't. We had that in Gita, before Kedushin. Gile Daita Begita, if a person is Megaladas, that he doesn't want the get that he sent to his wife to be a good get, for whatever reason, he has an issue with it, is that Gilui Das, is that going to be enough to stop the get or not? And lastly, Mumar Eichel Neveles Lachas. A Mumar who eats Neveles Lachas, he eats it just to, he's not eating it because he is a Baltaiva, he's eating it Lachas, is he Pasla's aid? If he's willing to eat Lachas, is he Pasla's aid? Or he's not Pasla's aid? That is a Machlokes by Rav. In those six places, we pass it like Abaye. Again, there's discussions about some of the ones we just listed, whether that is the true simon of the letter, but Yish Lamedas, there is no machlekes. Now, there is an interesting discussion, some of the Achronim are a little bothered, that we bring a psak over here, that Yish Lamedas is considered Yish. We don't seem to necessarily bring this as a psak across the board, that a Cheyach Seif Al Chlasai. Remember, we compared that the svar, whether Yish Lamedas is Yish or not, is totally, and whether we say the end could kind of prove the beginning. We moved away from Breira, that was the Ravitz question, we gave a couple answers, why it's not the classic idea of Breira. We moved away from there, but we said ultimately it's a question of whether the end could prove the beginning, and it seems like we don't necessarily use this as a psak all over about a cheikh seifa al chilasai, that the end proves the beginning, even though we are saying it's a psak legabe Yish Lamedas, and we make Yish Lamedas totally in that. So it's interesting chain of events. Okay, says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha, a couple lines before the two dots, towards the middle of the page, Chav Beis Amaz. Amalei Rav Acha Beidu Rav Lavashi. V'chimachti Taisav Rav. Once Rav is slugged up, meaning we hold Yish Lamedas is not Yish. So, Hani Tamri Tzika, these dates that were blown out from the trees, but they were blown down by the wind. And when the derech is, people just eat them. Hey, Chachlinu, how can we eat them? Maybe the owners don't know they fell. And if the owners don't know they fell, it's Yish Lemidas, why would we not eat them? Amalei, Kivan, the Ikashkatsu, Ramasim, since you have these critters, these crawling, you know, critters that eat the dates that fall down, they eat these dates that fall down. The owner is miyayish initially. We had this concept that an owner knows. Let's say if it's a tree of dates and it's hanging right over the derech, and people they trample, they walk by, and the derech is that, you know, every, you know, it's normal that there's gonna be 10 dates that are going to fall down. He doesn't know which 10, obviously, but 10 dates fall down. And he's miyayish on those meikar, because he knows they're just going to get trampled and eaten. And then we know there's no problem of yishlam medasav there, because even if he didn't know which was the date that's going to fall, there are dates that are going to fall. It's miyayish meitim metchila. So to hear, in a place where there's these critters, and the dates are falling down, the owner is miyayish because the critters are going to get to those dates, and therefore there already is a built-in yish. Ask the Gemara, Amalei, keeping the, I'm sorry, Yasmi Dlavne Bichil Nenu, my, this question goes back to Reb Kiv Eger. This goes back to Kiv Eger's point from yesterday. This we based it on, that it's very nice if you have adults that have the ability to be Miyayish. But what if these day trees were located in fields that belong to a Yasam? The main point of Yasam is it's a katan. And he's a katan, he can't be Miyayish. So he knew Mitchil to be Miyayish, but a katan's not Miyayish. So how's that going to work over there? My, what's going to be over there? I know Lazy had an issue with this. He sent me a message, and I started listening to it, but I apologize. I didn't get through it. I got distracted in the middle. I have to get back to you. So it says the Gemara, Yaspi Dlavin Vichlinenu, my, what's going to be by Yisayim and there? They can't be Miyayish. Amalei, Baga, Ba'ara, Diyasmi, Lemechaskinan. That you're not going to assume the entire valley is Yisayim, meaning most of the fields and trees are not belonging to Yisayim. It's possible, but I'll be right. You don't have to assume that the date that you found on the floor near this valley full of date trees came from a date tree that belonged to Yasam, and therefore it's not a problem. Ask him, what if you know? What if your takano came from Yasam? Your answer basically is, I don't have to worry, it's from Yasam. What if I know? Says Gemara, Muchzik Va'imen Mai. What if you know it's established this belongs to Yasam, or Krechtamai? Or furthermore, your whole answer was that since it's not protected from these little critters, these mice, these little, or even smaller critters, so therefore the owner is Miyayish. What if he has his tree surrounded by like a proper wall, it's enclosed, in an area where these critters don't come in, so it's protected. What's going to be over there as well? In a case where the critters are not coming in, or in a case where you know for sure it's what's going to be over there, he says, Anachrami. Amay Vashi responds, Asirin. It's not Asir in that case. In such a scenario, it would indeed be Asir. You're right. In that case, it would be Asir, because Yish Namidas, Levi Yish, the guy doesn't know that it fell, as his assumption prior would be that perhaps it's protected, or he's a Yasam who can't be Miyayish, and therefore your taka would not be able to keep it, you would not be able to eat it, it would be Asir. Kriyachas Mishas Rabbah. We said in the Mishnah, they find bundles in Mishas Rabbah, Mary Lishalai. Bundles of Shazam, they belong to the whoever finds it, because there's no simon on it, and therefore, the owner is Stamaz and Miyayish. Amar Rabbah. Vafilu B'davi Hesh B'Sim. So Rabbah says, even if there is a simon, the halach is the finder is going to be able to keep it. Why? So here's the more brings the biggest side. Alma kasavar rabba holds simin us ladaris levis simin. A simin that's destined to be ladaris means like to be trampled on. A simin that's destined to be trampled is not a simin. Since these sheaves, mishus rabim, even if they have a simin, some sort of marker on these bundles, that marker is going to be trampled on and destroyed. So therefore you don't have to be machris when you find it, because the owner was miyayish even with the simon. If he knows the simon is going to be trampled on, so there's no point. What's the benefit of the simon? That is Rabba Shita. Rava argues. Rava Amar Leishana El B'davish Ein by simon. Only by these krichas, this thing you don't have to call out this because there's no simon. Avdavish Ein by simon. If there's a simon chayvachas, you do have to call out. What's the machlekes? Almas kasava Rava. Simon Sadar is Lavi simon. Rava holds a simon that can be trampled by people is still a simon. Meaning, as long as you find it and the simon's still there, it's considered a simon. We say the point is the person's not miyayish. Obviously, if the simon is trampled, by the time you see it, there's no simon, nothing to do. The point is that the fellow who dropped it is not miyayish because he's concerned. He assumes that the simon will be trampled. No, that's a machlokes Rav and Rabba. Rabba says a simon that's destined to be trampled, the owner right away gives up hope and he assumes that it was trampled and therefore you're allowed to keep it. Rabba says no. We know the owner doesn't assume that it got trampled and therefore you still have to call it out. The Marna is going to bring some Rias in this conversation, but first the Mar says a little bit of a different version of how this machlokes came about. Vigi the Masi is me. So far it came about where we have our Mishnah with Krichas. Rabbi says, even when there's a simon because it's Asla Daris, and Rabbi says, no, if there's a simon, you would have to call out because it's simon's Asla Daris. The Ikka Masa, some say, Shmaita, some say this machlokes was said as follows, Bampi Nafshi by itself. Simon Asla Daris, some of the conversation came up. A simon that's destined to be trampled. Rabbam Levi Simon, Rabbam Havi Simon. Rabbi says, not a simon. Whoever finds it, keep it. Rabbi says, it is a simon. If someone finds with such a mark, he has to return it. And then we bring our Mishnah into the conversation. So not that it started based on our Mishnah. The conversation had happened in general. And now we bring a Mishnah in as sort of a raya. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Krichas, which is Rabbim, bundles, which is Rabbim, Mary Shalay, the finder can keep it. Bishus Yachin, Bavin, which is Yachin, Naitam Machis has to call it out. Hekin, what's the case? Idlas, but Simon, if there's no Simon, Bishus Yachin, my Machis. If there's no Simon, why? If it's in a private domain, you have to call it out. There's no Simon. What's the point? There's no point in calling out because the owner can't identify that it's his anyway. So what's the point of calling it out? Elav, this bu simin. Elamai, there is a simin. And we're saying that's why Shishayach, you have to call it out. And what do we say about Shishayach? You don't have to call it out. It's right to Rabbah. Uktani b'Shishayach, in Shishayach, we said, it belongs to you even though it's a simin. Alma, simin al-sadar, it's levi simin, tifti to Rabbah. So we see, a simin that's destined to be trampled is not a simin. It's a right to Rabbah. Kasha on Rabbah. Amalach Rabbah. Rabbah will tell you, la'am despo simin. We're talking a mission about a case where there is no simin. And therefore, it's just, since there's no simon, that's why it's just rabbi, you don't have to call out because we're talking about we didn't have a simon. I had to comment, if that's the case, Shishayach, my machr is, what are you calling out about Shishayach? So now we're going to introduce another machlekes, Rava and Rabba. Why are you calling out Shishayach? Machr is makim. You know what you're calling out Shishayach? You're calling out the place. Meaning, you're not calling out the place. You're calling out, you found an item, and then the owner can reclaim it by describing exactly the makam that he found it. Either the guy gives a description of the exact makam we found it, or he gives a description of the item that was found. Meaning, he says, I found something in this place, and the guy lost said, I know what you found. You found the bundle, because that's what I dropped. So, utilizing the makam, you're able to get a simon. That is Rav Ashit. Let's just point this out. For Rabba Amar, makam lev a simon. Rabba holds, the reason why Rabba said, doesn't learn that pshat in the Mishnah, Rabba holds, makam is not a simon. So that's good for another machalik is Rabba and Rabba. Rav says makam is a simon. Rabba says not itmar makam. Rabba Amar, lev a simon. Rav Amar, have a simon. The machalik is Rabba and Rabba. Rabba says makam is a simon. And that's what you're calling out Rishos Yachid. Rabba says makam is not a simon. Yes, what's your question? Thus far, we've only said that makam is a simon and Mishas Yach. We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about things that get kicked around and get trampled. But you're right. So far, at least, we'll have to keep it in mind, Mishas Rab. So far, we're talking about in Mishas Yach. Let's see. Tashema. Kriches, Mishas Rab, Mishas Rab. If you have kriches, Mishas Rab, small bundles, Mishas Rab, this is a brisa. Small bundles, Mishas Rab, they belong to the finder. Now, this is going to be a question both on Rava and on Rabba. Let's see. Mishas Yach. These kriches, you have to call out the fact that you found them. Va'alumais. Alumais usually means like stronger. In this case, it means bigger, larger bundles, not like small sheaves, larger bundles. You have to call out. The Gemara's question is, meaning, the question is, let's start first with Rabba. Rabba holds that simon asladar is not a simon. So why would you have to call out even the larger sheaves in Mishas Rabbim? Even if there's a simon there, the simon's asladaris is going to be trampled, and therefore it shouldn't be a simon. So question on Rabbah is, why are you calling out by these larger sheaves? Why are you calling out Mishas Rabbim? L'chaira, it shouldn't be a good simon. And on Rava, the question is, we're talking about a case, Rava learned that we're talking about a case where there's no simon. We're talking about there's no simon, and the reason why you'd call out potentially would be makam. But again, maybe to your point, if you're talking about makam, so why by larger sheaves in Rishus Rabim are you calling out L'chayr if there's no simon and makam is a chiddush, is L'chayr not a simon in Rishus Rabim? Why is the fact that it's a larger sheave, why would that be a reason to call it out in Rishus Rabim? That's the question on both Rabba and on Rabba. According to Rabba, we're talking about where there's a simon, but the simon always should be trampled in Rishus Rabim. According to Rabba, we're talking about there's no simon, so why are you calling out even the larger sheaves in Rishus Rabim? That's the Mar's Kasha. The Mar answers, Rabba Tarsa Tameh, the simon. Rabba will answer, we're talking about a simon. And Rav tells to make makam, and Rav is going to answer according to his logic. With him, we're talking about makam, and the Mark explains. Rav tells to make simon. Rav answers according to his logic. We're talking about with this simon. Krichas, which is Rav Harel Shalai. The krichas, which is Rav, they belong to the finder. Mishum tap of kavkim amalv to midrasa because they get trampled. They attack, get trampled, and the simon is going to be destroyed. Top line kavkim amalv. Mishus or yachid neit lamachris lemidrasa. Shus yachid, you have to call out the finder. Calls out. Why is he called out? Because the simon won't be trampled, and therefore the simon remains intact. Now, we said Balumas is different. Larger sheaves is different. Our assumption was wrong. The larger bundles won't get trampled, even in Rishus Rabbim. Why? Because when the bundle's so high, people don't step on it. They don't step on things that, even Rishus Rabbim, when they're that high, and therefore the simon will remain in place. That is why Rabbi will explain the Brisa, why larger bundles, one has to call out, even Rishus Rabbim. The Rabbi talks to me, but Makam, and Rabbi learned, we're talking about there's no simon. So the whole conversation here is about the makam. Rav will say that we're talking over here about makam as well. And the first part, krichas, is simple. Krichas, which is Rabbi Erech Loi, to Menashtefa. Krichas, which is Rabbi, belong to the finder. To your point, Rav Hirschberg, why? To Menashpa, Jr. To Menashpa, because it's being kicked around. It's being kicked around in the on the in Rishus Rabbim. It gets moved around. Therefore, the place will no longer be a simon. The place will be fine. It's not even the place where it's lost. It can't be a simon. But these small bundles, you do have to call out because the makam is a good simon. It won't get kicked around. You have to call out even the yakiri. Since the yakiri over here means what? We had this yesterday also. Yakiri we've been teaching is heavy. When we said yakir kosa mean expensive, precious, but then we said chashev was the next gemara, was chashev. So yakiri we said meant heavy. Here too, the chayot teich is heavy, and that's a key point. It's not pshat because it's expensive. It's not. It's a bundle of grain, but it's heavy. A larger bundle is heavy. People don't kick around heavy things in Rishus Rabbim, and therefore it's going to remain in its place, and therefore it could still be a simon. So that answers the question, according to Rava, that it's about makim, or according to Rabba, that it's about simon. Either way, when it's a large bundle, even in Rishus Rabbim, according to Rabba, the simon remains in place. According to Rava, the makim remains intact, and therefore you can still call it out. Okay, so we deflected that question. That was on both Rava and Rabba. Now we have a question specifically on Rabba, or right to Rava. Tashema. Our Mishnah, kikar shenachtahim, baker's bread, harvei shaloi. It belongs to the fire because you go by to have Hermes bread, a nice package of Hermes bread sitting on the street. There's no simon. It's a standard bread. Everyone gets the same package of bread. There's no simon. Harvei shaloi says the mer makes a diak. Ha shabala bayis chayv lachris. But if it's bread of the Baal Bayis, then you would have to call it out. Chayav Lachris. Now let's assess what's going on over here. Shabbal Bayis by time. Why by Baal Bayis do you have to call it out? Kiva dispu simon. Since there's a simon by the Baal Bayis bread, the made the yada rifta dinish inishu, because it's very identifiable. The bread of each person, what it looks like. Each person's bread has a strong identifying marks. Says the Gemara. V'leishav shes rabim. V'leishav shes yachid. Noit amachus. Seems like makes a difference whether shes rabim shes yachid. Since it's identifiable, the simon on the bread, you have to call out. Alma simas adoras have a simon. But l'chayr, Rishus Rabbim, you have a new concern that even by a private person's bread, which seemingly has a simon, l'chayr, the simon is going to be daras. It's the simon that's trampled, according to Rabba. So Bishlam, according to Rabba, where the makam is still a simon, then it's good. But according to Rabba, that when it's Rishus Rabbim, there's a concern of the simon being daras. L'chayr, why are you calling it out? Even if it's Baal Bayis, it should be no longer. The simon should have no status because it's going to be trampled. Amalek, Rabba will tell you. Over there, the reason is because people don't step on bread. You're not supposed to pass by food and leave it on the floor. It's not just that you don't trample on bread. By the way, Rashi points out that not only do you not trample on it, you're supposed to pick it up. And Tosfos seconds Rashi jump to the top Tosfos, which goes straight to the top Tosfos. He's reaffirming Rashi. Pirish, ena rishay laver me'alem. You're not allowed to pass over. Kibirish Rashi, meaning not only do you not step on it, you're not allowed to pass over and leave it there. El tzarech lagbian. You got to pick it up. Avin the farsh demavir says, don't make a mistake. It says demavirin had a dangerous one, which is all we need for our purposes. For our sugya of simon, all we need to show is to say that you don't step on it. That'll be enough. You don't have to say that you pick it up. So he says, but don't say that's what it means. Why? In dasam kitamar barakadar the amalev of gamil rabbi tul gluska mishum to emavir, pick it up because emavir hari mashma shach lag bian. It just points out that it means emavir means you have to pick it up. So the point is that the rabbi will say we don't have to worry about the bread being trampled on because emavir, people don't trample on bread. As a matter of fact, you have to pick it up. You certainly don't trample on it and ruin the simon. The must ask, what about going before you get there? Just a very important. Actually, let's finish talking today. Then we'll come back to some halach lemaisa. Says the gemara. What about Goyim? You don't step in it, but the Goyim walk the streets, and they don't have this din of Eim Avirin. Says, no, Nachum also worried. When it comes to stepping on loaves of bread, they're worried because of witchcraft. They're worried about bad omens, witchcraft. What about animals? What about dogs? You have Haman and Klavim that trample the breads. They don't care about it, and they're going to leave. They're going to destroy the simon. We're talking about a place where it's not shchiach, dogs and animals, right? You have meskid, you have dogs that are on leashes, but it's not shchiach for dogs to be rummaging around by themselves or animals rummaging themselves, and therefore there's no concern that the bread, the simon, was destroyed by the animals. Goyim don't step on it because witchcraft concerns. Yidim have a chiv to pick it up, and therefore Rabbi will say that's why over here by the bread, the simon that's on the bread will remain a proper simon, and it's not going to be a reason for it. Won't be a reason for yish. Now, a couple of points. First of all, one technical point that we brought it right for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says kikar shel nachtav of the baker. You don't have to return because there's no simon standard. When you kediyak ha kikar of the Baal Bayis, you do have to return. It's a black and white Mishnah. The next Mishnah is going to say, following almost a lot of the list, items listed in our Mishnah, when we started the Perek, in the second Mishnah is going to say, and the items that are not general like the prior Mishnah. For example, instead of Kikar Shanachtam, Kikar Shababais, you do have to call it out. So it's a black and white Mishnah that says you have to call it out. Funny that our Gemara brings a diak from the first Mishnah where it says, Nachtam, make a diak. So the Rishonim speak about it already. Rashi already addresses it. The Rishonim speak about it. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Afagab de Behejitani, love Masisan, I did the Narkal Isvim Risha Kriha. Since we ask for the Risha, we ask from that same Mishnah itself, we make the diak. Once we question the mission, we ask questions the other way for the mission of Eiter, but really we could have gone to the next mission. And the Ramban brings, it's very interesting, the Ramban goes and finds a few of the places in Shas where we do this, where we're in a Mishnah, and we're in a Gemara about a Mishnah. So we ask from the diak of that Mishnah, instead of asking from a Beferish Mishnah that comes even very shortly afterwards, like our case. Meaning, it's just a derech of the Shas to often, not always, to ask from the, sometimes it goes to the next Mishnah, but sometimes it just asks from the diak of the Mishnah we already have, even though it's going to be black and white in a Mishnah shortly nearby. The answer really we're giving is, that's just what we do sometimes. Not that it's not a question, it's just the hanhaga, but it is interesting that we don't go to the Farish Mishnah. That's point number one, but that's technical. But on this din of Ema Viren al Eichlin, so what's the halacha? If I'm walking down the street and I see a half-eaten sandwich on the floor, am I mechuyev to pick it up? Some people try to find the tissue or something, at least pick it up and put it in the garbage, more makavetik, not leave it on the floor. But am I mechuyev to pick up Ema Viren al Eichlin? So this discussion is dafka by bread or even other food. Basically, there's a discussion going back to the Rishonim already. Is it dafka talking about bread or even other food? Pashtus, it's not dafka bread. But some want to say it's dafka bread, not other foods. But even bread, there's a psak from Rabbi Yashav, Zatzal, Rabbi Yashav Paskin, that bread that people are no longer going to eat, it's most things that are on the floor. Most things on the floor, either because it's half eaten or because it's just disgusting, it's on the floor. It gets dirty rather quickly. Even in our streets, you have to imagine, or even it's cleaner than what the streets were back in the day. But it gets dirty very quickly and maybe more finicky. La Maisa, we're not going to eat it, so there'd be no chiev to pick it up. The Maisa would be a nice thing to do to cover it, or a nice thing to do to pick it up and put it in the garbage. It would be nice to put it away, but there's no obligation. Because maybe the halacha, not maybe, it's mistavrit to say the halacha only applies by something that still fits to eat. Something that's still edible, that's when we'd have this kapeid that you absolutely have to pick it up. But once it's no longer fit, it's not edible, then the chayra, there would not be an absolute obligation. But again, he says the proper thing to do would still be to either cover it, push it to the side, make it a more about covering the situation. Don't leave it just open in the street. But there wouldn't be an absolute chayiv. Yes. So Tevil's asking that what about non-kosher food? It's royal achila. It's royal achila for gayim. A yid can't eat it. But Lamaisa, it's still fit. Is the lack of covet for the food or not? I they may have speak about it. It's a geshmak ashayla. I don't recall what they say. Okay. Lema ketanoi. Yeah, that's the shayla. Lema ketanoi. So it says the Gemara, let us say the machlekes Rabba and Rava is a machlekes tanayim, which, like we pointed out in the past, we don't really love that. We don't really love to have the Amiram, who came later, are arguing an identical machlekes tanayim. Sometimes you say it's Gishmak. Each one has a raya from a tana, but really it's opposite. I mean, that's what we teach typically. I know that your esteemed brother-in-law, whose yartzeit was yesterday, Tibi Judah, Shasiyad, he was not so nispal from this klal that we said. He wasn't so into this klal. We always said that Lema Ketanai is like Akasha, and Dr. Judah always, not always, but he pointed out, he felt he had kamarayas, that it wasn't necessarily Akasha. We would say, okay. But Lema Ketanai, Rabbi Yudah Eimer, Kol Dar V'Sheish B'Shinoi, anything that has in it a Shinoi, Chayav Lachar, it's our Mishnah. Rabbi Yudah says, if there's a Shinoi in the Cheftza, then you have to call it out. Ketzad. Ma matza eagle usechacheres kikav usechamayis. If one finds a round cake of pressed figs, and inside it is a shard kikar, a loaf of bread usechamayis, inside is money. So these are unique situations. There's a clear simon. The halacha is you got to call it out. Mechlal tanakama are very shlei. For the fact that Buddha spoke this out, I mean the tanakama holds that you got to keep it. Now, savrua, the assumption is this whole raya to say Rab and Rava argument is going to be based on a couple of assumptions. Here are the assumptions. So Savrua, we're assuming now that both Tanakhama and Buddha in our Mishnah, the Kulam, they both thought have a simon. They both thought that a simon that came by itself, meaning even if the simon came by accident, even if it came by accident, it wasn't done on purpose, it's still called the simon. Umavir mikut, perhaps this shard or this money in the bread came by accident. Umavir al Eichlin, and they also both hold that people pass food and they can leave it there. They didn't agree to that. This aside of Emavirin al Eichlin. That's the two assumptions that we're making, which are obviously going to be setups to deflect those assumptions. Okay, so my love. So what's the machlekes here? Bistim and asladaris. Kamifikin how machlekes but Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda whether these are called simanim is by simans asladaris. Marsav love is simin. Tanakama is not a simin, and therefore whoever finds it doesn't have to call it out because that the sim is going to be trampled on, and therefore no need to call it out. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds a sim masadaris is still considered a simin, the machlekes of Rabba and Rava. The Gemara says no. Amar Zimmer Shade Rava, Rav Zimmer said name Rava, Isaac had to cut Safa Tanakama. If Tanakama holds sim masadaris, lev a simin. If a Tanakama holds a sim which asadaris is not a simin, umavina al eichlan, and you could pass food and leave it there, then kikarish ba'abayis, pishus rabim, and my machras. If he holds that a simin that asadaris is not a simin, and people are Mavar Eichlin, then why would it be, then why would Kikara Shabbat Bayis, the Rishas Rabbim call out, it wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense. It's for sure going to be trampled, and the Sim is going to be destroyed. El Amrav Zvin, Mishreit Rava, Deku Amma, I'll take this. Deku Amma, Savri, Simon Asadaris, Havi Simon. Both Tanakama and Rabbi Dol, the Simon that's destined to be destroyed, is a Simon. This fits very well. Rava Shtasa, right? This is the name of Rava. Rava Shtasa. Rava's the opinion. Rava's the opinion says a Simon Sladaris is called a Simon, right? Rava's one says it was a Simon. Rava says it's called a Simon. So Rava says everyone knows both Tanakam and Rabbi Dol, Simon Sladaris, have a Simon. Umavir al Eichlin, and the Derech Takas that people do pass food over and they don't have to pick it up. I suppose the Machlekes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, the Alcha Simon Abba Me'el, Kamifik, the Machlekes, the Simon that came by itself, is that a Simon? Tanakam Savar, Simon Abba Me'el, Vlaiv a Simon. A Simon that comes by itself is not a Simon, therefore you don't have to call it out. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Havi Simon, Yehuda holds it a Simon. So the assumption over here is that this Simon that came into the fig cake or came into the kikar, the loaf, they came by itself, it fell and it wasn't put there on purpose. And therefore the Machlekes, is that called a Simon or not? Rabbi Yehuda says, yes it is, and Tanakam says not, but everyone agrees. The fact that it's Asladaris does not take away the status of Simon. That's Rav Lishtasai. For Rabba Malach, Rabba will say it the other way. Dukulam Simon Asladaris, Lavi Simon. Rabba holds, everyone agrees that a Simon is destined to be trampled is not a Simon. Ve'im Avir Na'ichlin, and people don't trample on, people don't pass over food. You have to pick it up. Ve'acha, the Simon Abba Me'elv commifically, and the Mechlekes is again, this part they agree with, a Simon Abba Me'elv. So the reason why it's Mechlekes is everyone agrees with a Simon that's destined to be trampled would not be a Simon, but it's not destined to be trampled because people don't step on food. So therefore it should still be a Simon. The question is it's Abba Me'elv, and therefore is it a Simon? The Halachah, a Simon Abba Me'elv, Kamifiki Tanakam Savar, Levi Simon Tanakam Savar, it's not a Simon, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Yehuda says, yes, it is a Havi Simon, it is a Simon. Says the Gemara now. Ikadami, some have a different version of this whole conversation. Savrua, the assumption, initial assumption is not going to change. Savrua, the initial assumption was, Tiku Alma Sinabha Melev, Havi Simon, everyone agrees a Simon that comes by itself is yes a Simon. Vesimon also Doris, Levi Simon, and a Simon that's going to be trampled is not a Simon. So according to this version, we're all taking on kind of like Rav's side. They're both of them agreeing to Rav's side that Simon also Doris is not a Simon. I take that back, like Rav's side. Like Rav's side that Simon also Doris is not a Simon. So my love was the Machlekes. Ma'avir al-Eichlin, if the Machlekes is that point that we spoke of before about Ma'avir al-Eichlin. Demar Savar, Tanakama says Ma'avirin, you can pass over food that's on the floor and therefore you have to assume that maybe it got trampled and therefore the Simon, even though Simon al-Samelev is a Simon, Simon al-Samelev is a Simon, but here it's Asladaris, therefore it's not a Simon. Umar Savar, Ma'avirin, and since Ma'avirin, it's not going to be trampled. Amar Rav Zid Mishrei D'Rava, so Rav Zid answers, on behalf of Rav, you need an answer. So Rav Zid says, Savar, Isak Adaitach, Savar Tanakama, Simon al-Samelev, Levi Simon. If you hold that Tanakama is of the opinion that a Simon that's destined to be trampled is not a Simon, Ma'avirin al-Eichel, and you can pass over, people pass over food, then Kikar Shabbat Bayis, which is Rabbi Maimachris. Why by the case Kikar Shabbat Bayis, which we said is a clear Mishnah in the next Mishnah, or a Diak from our Mishnah, why would Kikar Shabbat Bayis have to be called out? Simon al-Sadaris is not a Simon, and it's just Rabbi, so of course it's going to be trampled. So why do you have to call it out? It must be that can't be the Pshat. Elam Rav Zidim Shreid Ravas, therefore Zid says, in the name of Rava, again there's Rava defending, because he holds Simon al-Sadaris is a Simon. Tukamas Avi Simon al-Sadaris, Avi Simon, both Tanakam and Bidol Simon, which is al-Sadaris, is considered a Simon. Umavina Leichel, but everyone agrees that food will be trampled on. So what's the machlekes? V'hacha b'simin haba me'elv kamifiki. The machlekes of here is whether simin haba me'elv is a simin. Tanakama simin haba me'elv. Le'ev a simin? Rabbi Yisavers, have a simin. Who told it is a simin? If you notice, we're coming out with the same, you say it as before, that according to Rava, the machlekes is whether or not simin haba me'elv is a simin, but the 2 points before that, whether it's mavir al-eichel and simin al-sadaris, is a Simon, that remains the same. Rav Zvid, in the name of Rava, still comes out with the same outcome. That everyone agrees Simon al-Sadaris is still a Simon. And everyone agrees Mavir and Al-Eichel that people can't pass over food and the food potential could be trampled, but still, a Simon al-Sadaris is still considered a Simon. Meaning, let's be clear, until it was trampled. Once it was trampled, it's not a Simon. But the point is the Baal Bayis who lost it, someone who lost it is not Miyayish because he still has confidence that the Simon won't be trampled. And he'll be able to get back his item. The machlekes of here is whether or not the simon abba me'elv is a simon. Tanakam says it's not, and Rida says it is. That's the same as before. And again, Rabba Melch Rabba explained that the Mishnah fits like him. Tukam simon al-Sadaris, lev a simon. Everyone agrees simon al-Sadaris is taka not a simon. Ve'im avin al-Eichlin, but Everyone who gives you can't pass over food, so therefore it wouldn't be considered that this simmon's for sure going to be nidras. So the most machlekes, same point as Rava. This point is the same. That comes by itself. Tanakam sever simma ba'elv. Have a simmon, whereas Rabbi Yisrael have a simmon. Amar simmon b'shedi Rava. So this says in the name of Rava some sack. This is the second time we had in the past, you know, 4 or 5 lot where Rava issues some sack. This is Rav Zvitz quoting Rava, but it's sack from Rava. Amar simmon b'shedi Rava. Kolam Davidasa. Here's some kolam for Aveda. Kivin Amar, when a guy says vaylach zern kiss, woe was to me that I've lost this money. Miyash leminei. That is a clear sign of yish. If he makes a declaration, woe was to me about the money I lost. That is a clear sign of yish. Another sack. The Amar Rav simmon b'shedi Rava. Hilchus the halachas kriches b'shus rabim. Kriches imishes rabim hare elish lei small bundles imishes rabim the finder gets to keep it. However, imishes yachid depends. Iderch lefila if it's derech lefila hare elish lei viderech anacha. But if it was placed there, neitel machas. If it's derech lefila, then the one who finds it can keep it. But if it's derech anacha, then the one who finds it has to call out. This fits very well that Rava's psak, because Rava holds that makim is still a simon. The first point down is Shigol Diak was saying a psak from Rava like Rava. Well, of course, Rava is going to pass like Rava. It's his own shita, so it's a little bit of a chiddush. Pass like Rava from Rava, so therefore they take out some of the shenim, change the girsa on this second psak, and say Vamar Zvid Stam, not Vamar Zvid Shvei de Rava. Rav Zvid issued that psak that what he's saying that we're passing like Rava. His psak was they passed like Rava, but it wasn't in the name of Rava. Okay, says the Gemara further. And in both these psak, we're talking about there's no simon. Avadavishesh b'simon. When there is a simon, leishav shesvam, leishav shesiyachin, makes no difference if shesvam shesiyachin. Beim derech field, beim derech anacha, makes no difference if it's derech field, derech anacha. Chayav achis, you have to call out because he holds simon as the doris is not. It remains a simon. That's Rava. Either you say Rava shtasei, or that's Rizvid passing like Rava, and therefore we're saying that both makim and simon as the doris are considered simonim, and therefore someone which has a simon, even shesvavim, one would have to call it out. Okay, Machutzah Dark on top of Maze. We said in the Mishnah that if you find strips of fish, the halachas belongs to the finder because there's no clear identifying simon. Amai, Lavi Kesh Simon, let the knot be a simon. Says Mar Bekitu the Tzaida. We're talking about the classic fisherman's knot, Tugalam Hachim Makatri, all people tie it this way, it doesn't present any simon. Lavi Minyan Simon, let the number of fish on the string be a simon. Bimyan the Shav, and again, it's where it's a standard number. It's a standard number of fish, you know, a dozen eggs, six strips of fish on a string. It's an amount that's pretty standard, and therefore it's not a simon. Jump into the top taste, I know we're short on time. Jump into the top taste, this taste says, we're talking about strips of fish, who had the Machrish Basar? Also the strips of meat that we discussed. Now, Tais has a question, just to skip down into the Alte Shaita Basar Becharizim, have a simon. Tais is over there, Tais is asked from the Gemara Chulin, where the Gemara Chulin discusses that strips of meat, which is parallel to the Gemara, we're talking about strips of fish, but our Mishnah spoke about both, but it's same discussion, and the Gemara Chulin considers the strips of meat, the way it's lined up, to be a simon. And here we're saying it's not a simon. What's the difference? Tais says the fundamental difference. Over here we're talking about Aveda, and by Aveda, it's in Daraisa, whether or not you're mechuyev to return the mammon or not. Over there we're talking about Basar, Shedas Alman Ayin. The Merchulim is talking about Shedas Alman Ayin. For Basar Shedas Alman Ayin, that means Basar that was out of the sight of a person. You have to know whether it was swapped out for other meats, whether a bird came and swapped it out, whether a person swapped it out. That's it's din Darabanan. It's a Safek, it's a Chumrah, but it's definitely an Isser, Darabanan, but it's still Darabanan. And therefore, for Darabanan, the Simon's enough. But for Aveda, Simon's enough. Shay Yishlemis is Tasvis, Gabi Basar Shedas Alman Ayin, Hikil Tvei, Deina Loch Garav. We don't pass like Rav. Why? Because it says, Rav Heichach Bisra, how did Rav ever eat meat? Rav is Makman, Basar Shedas Alman Ayin, how do you ever meat? That means we're not as Makman as Rav. We are still Makman on the din of Basar Shedas Alman Ayin, but not to accept Ravis, and therefore we're satisfied with the lower level of simon. Says Gemara, Bayim Nerev Sheshes. The answer of Sheshes, Minya Avi Simon. Is Minyan a simon? I love a simon. In general, a number of items bunched together, knowing the right number, is that a simon or not? Amr of Sheshes, Tani. So we have a Raya from Brisa. Matzakli Kesef. It says you find silver kalim, clean chashes, copper kalim, gistran shalavar, pieces of lead, kokli machtas, or any metal kalim, barbez lechzer. You don't return it. Achiti eaten ice until you give an ice. Ayachi chavi mishklezev. Until he gives an ice, ice is a simon, a sign, or until he can state the weight. So, umin mishka have a simon. If the weight is a simon, me to a minyan, I'm have a simon. If the weight's a simon, then certainly the number and the dimension, the size, the midas are going to be a simon. So he brings a proof at the midas is a simon. Jump into Taisus again. He's saying from the fact that the weight's a simon, certainly midas is a simon. Taisus asks, that sounds clear over here, that mida, the measurements, are better simon than weight. But elsewhere we say that if a person can give the dimensions by clothing, that's not necessarily the same as good as being able to give the weight. So is weight a better simon or is dimensions a better simon? Taisus is very simple. It depends. Depends what I am talking about. By clothing, the weight is a stronger simon, because who knows the weight of clothing? Dimensions, very normal to know. The sizing and dimensions. So over there, weight is the biggest simon. But over here, we're saying that the number or the dimensions is the biggest simon. Okay. The chadish of basar and strips of meat. One more minute. Amai, why does that belong to the finder? Lavi mishkel simon. Let the weight be a simon. Mishkel shav. We're talking about a standard weight, a pound, 2 pounds, a kilo, 2 kilos. But have a chadish of gufa simon. Let the cutting be a simon. Where it's cut from, the neck, the thigh. Mila Tanya, Mat Chetichas, if he finds Chetichas dog, a piece of fish, but dog in a shuach, or fish that was bitten, Chayv Achis, you have to call out because that's a simon. Chavish of Liayan, kegs of oil, Vishashemin, or oil, Vishatfuah of grain, Shagregus, or dried fig, Shazasim, Ariel Shalai, those belong to him because there's no identification. But by the piece of fish that have a simon, some sort of unique characteristic, we say you do have to call it out. Hachmaskin, and we'll stop with this, but think of Simon Bapasco. But they were talking about that the simon was in the way it was cut. Famous, Kyad Rabbi Ravuna, Mechatha Tosakarnas. He used to cut triangles of meat, and that was a simon. Triangles of meat was a simon. That it shouldn't be a problem. Basta shem zam an ayin. Deikanami stakim veduyik. Dumi dedug nashuach. Like the fish that was bit. There's a clear sign. Shema mina. So tovir. When there's a clear sign in the cutting, then it's a raya. But otherwise, it's standard and it won't be a simon. And you don't have to call it out. We'll pick it up here. Mitzvah later.